from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Watched some of it this morning. Was able to see it once I got in to get some internet. They win the game. Couple of things caught my eye. I want to get here before I pin a question that I want to throw out to you and the people. By the way, Clint is out today. Be back, I think Monday. I think all of us. Hopefully, Monday we're all in here together and things feel much more normal. But Astros are 3-0 in the old Jake Bloss Blair Henley starts.
How about that?
Now. Ain't nobody going four innings or more than four innings.
Fact.
We know Blair struggled, but they have won all three of these games. And when you think about the struggles that the Astros have had, the tight races that they're in right now in the wild card, and now two back because the Mariners, they've suddenly got hot, 1-3 in a row with the Astros, still remain two up in that division. Hey, that's big.
Because huge.
Many of those games, they have not pitched well. It's not like, hey, boy, they pitched well. Like Jake gave you four innings coming off injury. Solid. Gave you a shot in those four innings, two runs. But they're 3-0 in this. And I got to be honest. The other thing that caught my eye is just how awful that entire Miami Marlins outfit is.
Dude, I told my dad that last night. I said, man, this team is bad.
We've watched. And I've watched all of these teams. It's interesting. They have played the Astros. We've watched, I think, the three worst teams by record and just by eye test are the White Sox, the Rockies, and then not Florida, but Miami Marlins team. I think the Astros have won all the games but one. I think the White Sox got them for one. They won two out of three in that. They just swept through the Marlins, and they swept the four games against the Rockies.
So yeah, 7-0 against the Rockies and Marlins.
They've taken care of business, so 9-1 in those 10 against those sorry-ass teams. I mean, they are straight doo-doo. And I've watched them all with the Astros. I've watched the Royals have played all three of these teams. I think the Marlins might be the worst. How many – did they have – they had like three wild pitches?
Yeah, man.
That one inning.
At one point, it was like both teams with that aspect. Like, both catchers were just letting these balls, like, get by them over and over and over.
Hey, they had the wild pitches.
Yes.
They just got Joey to third base just by wild pitches and just milked a sack fly to put a run on the butt. And then somebody came in just casually. Well, I don't know these. I just know Jazz Chisholm. That's the only Marlin I got right now because Jazz Chisholm, by the way, if Brian McCann who I'll be honest with you, I know he's an Astro. I can't stand him. But if Brian McCann, former Astro, was catching, he'd have tried to fight Jazz Chisholm. Did you see Jazz Chisholm's home run, his trot, and everything he does?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. My man, hey, he takes his time, bat flip. He goes to third base, does the Euro step at third base, does the
second
thing.
Homer of the series. He was filling himself.
He was filling himself. Brian McCann would have been standing at home plate. You remember when Brian McCann did that to the late Jose Fernandez? The Marlins, like, he was a great Marlins pitcher. He passed away in that boating accident.
Yes.
He was a pitcher, hit a home run against the Astros, and Brian McCann was so upset that he stood.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember? Oh, my God. Astros
man,
fans.
Man, it's a pitcher. You can't get mad. Let him
Astros
have it.
Astros. You can't get mad at nobody. There is nothing that anybody could do. He would have fought Jazz Chisholm. If go back and look at that, I know Astros fans are listening. When Brian McCann, you can't even back up Brian McCann. Maybe Clint's Uncle Forrest may do that. But Brian McCann stood right there and wouldn't let him cross home plate. Stood right there.
Those unspoken rules of baseball.
He did it to who was another Astro. He wasn't an Astro at the time. Carlos, is it Gomez?
Gomez.
He did it to him. He did it to him. Brian McCann. Oh, Brian McCann was, go look it up.
I got to look this up.
Brian McCann was the baseball police guy.
Wow.
I'm going to stand. Yeah, he stood in front of home plate. Wouldn't let him cross it. Going off, just barking at him as he was coming around.
Those unspoken rules are funny, man.
He was the lamest. Oh, I could not. I sports hate Brian McCann. And if you're out there living in Houston, Brian McCann, and hopefully you have power, but you can call 713-572-4610. I won't mind hearing from you, Brian. That was absolutely ridiculous. But anyway, they're awful. That guy who casually just dropped that fly ball.
You want to hear that?
You got that? Let me.
I bet
Blum just laughed at it. I mean, it was ridiculous. Just casually, just a routine.
Literally.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I got Trey catches that 9 out of 10 times. He's 10. I know he does. He underhands it, whatever. Let me hear. I didn't even hear them.
John off the end of the bat. Skies one into shallow right center. Coming on Jesus Sanchez, and he drops the ball. Sanchez had a long run, and then he played it off to the side and just didn't close the glove with that blue glove. That'll be an error on the right fielder.
I mean, they are.
It was bad, man.
There was a grounder, that guy who is a big fellow, his name matches it perfectly, Burger, at third base. Altuve hit a grounder to him.
Did not put that together.
He couldn't put that together. I did the whole way. But the worst part of the Marlins all the way, and I do want to get to this question, is you see their home run celebration hat?
But I'm struggling to remember.
They look like they found that on the side of the road in Fort Lauderdale. I mean, it's not even. I mean, it's like a Hispanic Cuban just.
Oh right, hat. Okay, yeah, somewhat.
But
you.
That, I mean, it looks like it's been ran over by a golf cart.
It's been through it.
I'm like, come on, guys.
It's got character.
Like this is the best. This is the best that you have, the home run celebration. Everybody's got to put this stupid thing that somebody just. I mean,
put that garage sale.
That thing, yes, it looks like it has dandruff in it. It looks like, I mean, that thing. I said that. Ooh. Like that matches how good they are. If you watched that last night, saw the stupid home run
lice crawling around in there
celebration they have. I said, oh my God, look, who the hell? Like somebody's got to be out there and say, man, we got to do something else. We got to wear it. Somebody get a chain or a necklace or at least get a new hat.
Some prop. Like, I hate the stupid trident the Mariners have, but that's better than some nasty-ass hat.
At least somebody has thought about it. They look like they took a bus ride from Miami to Tampa to conserve the flight. They took a drive, and somebody's pulled over to get gas in Fort Lauderdale and was like, ooh, look at that hat. Hey, let's wear this.
Hey, I'm going inside. Y'all need me snacks? Oh, and I found this hat.
Yeah. Yeah, Jazz, because he's the only Marlin I got. Go clean it real good. Burger, go clean it. Go clean that thing real good. So ridiculous. All right, this is the question I have. All right, we are 3 games away from the All-Star break, and the Astros have made a hell of a run to get to this point. 500 games. There is no way, nobody in their wildest dreams could have seen this, you know, a month ago, month and a half ago. What they have done to get here, 2 games back in the West with 3 to play. against the Mariners after this All-Star break concludes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.